This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for September 26, 2022.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Approve the minutes. 12th, and I know Sue's already got notes. Right.
Yeah, I don't think I was clear when I was explaining this. If you go to line 142, and so the $47 monthly was to monitor the two bathrooms. But before we were paying $30 daily, not monthly, daily.
Wow.
To open and close the bathrooms.
Yeah.
So just that's the only correction daily?
I think so. Susan, I understand. Yeah.
Anybody have anything else?
Move to accept the minutes as presented and amended.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Okay, budget update. We had a couple that we tabled at the last meeting.
Donna
is here, so. What was some of the questions the board had for Donna?
We had a question about the election administration, about the number of elections.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Because that is obviously down this coming year,
the
right?
The number of elections, yes.
Right.
The line for the town election is specific to the town election.
Right.
LHS is expecting their costs to go up, shipping, printing, programming.
So the actual ballot, so
20-30%.
Wow.
So that's why I added to that line, because that's the town election line.
So you're allowing for the deliberative plus one voting?
One election.
I mean, one election.
I mean, it's really the increase is just part of the cost of that programming, the discs for the machines, printing, shipping, ballots. That comes out of the town election budget line. Increase that appropriately.
So next year, when we have the 2024, it's going to go way up.
Right, but not that line. There are other election lines, but that,
right.
that line is specific to the town. There are okay. other election lines.
Right.
And I'm hoping, you know, with some of that, we can buy more expansions and update what we need before next year.
Were there any other questions any board members had?
I'd say she explained it pretty well.
Yeah.
Move we approve the town clerk's budget for 2023 in the amount of $91,356.
Second that.
$15,000.
You're doing
the
town clerk. We're doing elections.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
we're doing election voter registration or
yeah.
election.
Yeah. Election. You're doing election administration.
She has a line in there.
It's the second page.
We're doing election
administration. Correct.
Oh, that's how that works. Where's the say election administration?
It's on the second page. Second page.
Yeah, it's on this. Second page.
Oh, I see.
So it's level funded, but it really, you know. She's told us how it's going to increase.
That's a different number altogether. 94.
Well,
that's what I was wondering. 1,500, 829, is that what you're trying to do?
Yes.
No. She explained it, didn't she?
Right. Don't we have to vote on that one?
Yeah, we tabled.
That was explained.
This one?
The voter registration.
We still have to, the board still has to take a vote.
We'll vote, we'll make a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept the election administration line for a total of $15,829.
Okay, okay.
That's what she's requesting?
Yeah, you're right, okay.
Anybody want a second?
And how about the?
Oh, do you want me to do the other two?
Election voter registration.
No, that one's Candy. That's supervisor checklist, that's actually separate. Sorry.
Getting ahead of yourself here.
Do I have a second?
We're not impressing anybody.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? Any more confusion?
Thank you.
Damon, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian. Is Candy here tonight?
Candy, I talked to Candy about this, so she may show up. I thought she was coming. She knows that you had questions.
Did she give you answers? I know.
We just discussed the, I'm not seeing it in here, the computers for the, for her election, so I do want to talk to her about that. That's under the block five, so I don't see it in here.
Because it's different.
They're different.
Different.
They're not the same sheet.
See what I mean there?
We only had a few things changed.
I didn't print the entire budget, I'm sorry, I should have printed the entire budget.
No, I read mine.
And town clerk is.
Town clerk is, yeah, the second half.
No, 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 these are just pages from, you look page 8 and 9 and.
It's alphabetical, we're going down to town clerk.
Yes, on a separate page.
I had kindergarten this morning, so.
So you got a lot of patience, or they're gone?
No, it's gone.
It's gone.
They serve alcohol in the teacher's room now.
I bring a flask. I'm just kidding, everybody. Everybody on Zoom, just kidding.
Right, we're on page 8 now?
9.
9.
It starts on 8 on the bottom, and goes into 9.
You were right the first time.
Okay. What were our questions from the last?
I believe you had the questions about the supplies, and I think you asked about the, it was the store, we talked about this restoration of official documents.
Oh, yes.
So what's budgeted right now is about half what it costs these days to restore documents. I need to do something with this permanent files in my file cabinet. So I'm trying to encumber, if I can get a number, I'm trying to encumber this year's, add it to next year's, so I can pull some stuff out and have it bound.
So you're binding the paper copies?
Paper copies that are right now jammed into my.
Are we making a backup disk or anything?
No, we don't do that. So it's just binding like the books that you already see in the office, births, deaths, marriages.
Well, we don't.
Elections, all that stuff that we have to save permanently, there's no more in the file cabinets.
And we're still looking to do something in a fire protection type.
Eventually, yeah, kind of let that drop, I have to get back to that, but just for storage and maybe get a grant, I don't know. One thing at a time.
And did we determine, wasn't Kevin gonna look downstairs for space, or?
We're gonna look at the library, Smith, the old Smith Memorial Building up there in the basement.
Oh, that's what, that's, Carlos said she would look into that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, to see how much space, we can figure out what kind of a unit we can get.
Yeah.
How much space do you think you're gonna need for what you'd like to secure? I know there's a lot of books, right?
I'm gonna have to take some measurements and figure that out, and Candy has a lot of books too, that really should be.
That's those big books you got, right?
Yeah, the big books on, a couple of shelves, definitely. Again, things in the file cabinets need to come out.
So it's gotta be pretty good size.
Candy's got it, yeah.
Too, so we could use, at least a few shelves, anyway.
They're stored in places they probably shouldn't be stored, so.
Drop a hint to Kyle again, in case she's forgotten, just so she can find, determine how much space she does have up there.
Up there, okay.
That wouldn't be a bad spot to.
Yeah, it's hard to.
To us, or something.
Plus people are in it.
Right. All right, were there any other questions for Donna?
So that only went up 1,000?
The approximately, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so your online checks you are going to actually?
Yeah, we don't use those anymore.
Okay.
You want a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Please.
Everybody's happy. We approve the town clerk's budget for 2023 in the amount requested, $91,356.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion or questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. All right, was there anybody else here that?
Candy, and she may show up. You want candy?
Did she talk about any of it with you or no?
No, other than her computers, but that was included under the, that's included under our block five in the town office building, so. Or in the town, administration.
Did you get computers?
Laptops. She needs laptops. She supervises a checklist, needs two.
Oh, supervisor, now we're into that, not task collecting.
Yeah, she supervises a checklist and obviously her budget, so.
So we have welfare tabled.
We're supposed to table, and I have not, yeah, I haven't heard back from her on that, because I know that you asked for a write-up on, yeah, some, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, her time and everything.
Yeah.
She has not gotten back yet?
So I will reach out to her.
Who's the liaison for that?
For what, what we?
We don't have one.
Welfare?
No, I thought it was Russ, yeah.
No, she was working on some things, and that's why.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, there was a log.
Justify and log out. Does she have all that information, but?
I'll reach out to her.
Okay. What else did we table?
I think that's all I could come up with, yeah.
Those?
Yeah.
Were there any other, any other pieces of information that the board members would like to add?
The only other thing I got, and it's not on here, I didn't print it off, the auditing services. Yeah, it is $19 for this year. And it was for the week that they come in and do the audit, and then they do the write-up, and that's the second half of that.
Okay.
So they just slightly increased. It is $19, they went up to $21, I think, $21,500, so yeah. But that's, I mean, they probably factored in travel, because they have to travel down here, gas.
And that's end of October, you said?
They should be coming. He told me he's gonna be sending me something within the next few weeks, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's typically wrapped up by the end of October?
Yeah, you'll have your report. You're gonna have your report within the next week or two.
That's a Sue's question.
Yeah.
So when we are talking about the proposed budgets, I mean, we took them line by line and approved them. And then when we came up with a 15% increase, I just about fell on the floor.
For the auditors?
No.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Total number.
Proposed budgets. So I don't know how we revisit or if we ask them to level fund. We have two big problems. We didn't put the ambulance in, which I suggested we do last year. And so I think a lot of community members approved a lot of warrant articles and like that, because we had that big windfall from the 55 plus for the open space.
For the land use change.
And we won't have that this year. So I think what they did is, I can't speak for the community, but I think some people approved a lot of things and thought, this isn't so bad, 50 cents here, 50 cents there. And now I think in December it's going to be. So I'd like to have this year's tax rate done before we finalize the proposed budget for next year.
Okay, so we still have to wait for the MS-1? The
MS-1,
we're waiting for
DRA?
We're waiting for the MS-1 to be finished. Steve can't finish it without utility values. And we're just waiting on the utility values at this point. So if he doesn't have that by October 1st, he'll have to file an extension. He filed an extension to October 1st. He has it done. We're just waiting on utility values, and that can be, I mean, I don't know if any of you remember.
Last year too, wasn't
yeah,
it?
And I don't know if you remember in years past, they come.
Utilities, they should have enough people to get that form done.
We've gone almost into November, and yeah, so.
I don't know if you should ask for an extension, Brian, or we write a letter saying we need this by, I mean, sometimes you just have to.
What's the extension gonna ask for? How long?
I usually do it 2 weeks at a time, you know, but I mean, utility values have gone into, I don't know if you remember, I mean, we've gone almost into November on utility values, so.
But I know last year, I think it was tight for candy and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes it stressful for everybody.
Oh, yeah. No,
and people planning for Christmas and everything else. So
I can talk to Steve about it.
If you can ask him or if he needs somebody else to call.
I don't know how you light a fire under the Department of Revenue. All of the towns are waiting, or most towns are waiting.
I thought it was utilities.
Yes, utilities.
We're not waiting for DRA.
No, it's the utility values from the DRA.
From the DRA,
yes.
Okay.
So it is the DRA.
I would just like to recommend that we get that moving.
Steve to do it like maybe a week instead of 2 weeks.
I think it's ready to go. He's just waiting on the utility.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe he can light a fire.
Guesstimate. He said about 2 weeks, but again, it's the DRA.
Did he use last year's figure and bump it up a little bit just to get an
I can
guesstimate?
Ask him. I can ask him. You can get.
I'm very nervous about that. But
okay. I'll talk with him.
And now we'll go on to yours.
Sue brought up a question, I think. And do you think it'd be worth asking the department heads to look at their budgets?
Oh, for sure. It's just like last year, I didn't approve the final budget. But, you know, it was just too high.
All the departments accounted for on our spreadsheet and then look at it. Because we don't have all of them accounted for yet, do we?
Who are we missing?
Well, we did.
They were here.
Just the ones that we're looking at now is the ones we tabled, but we had them all the last meeting.
How about the tax collector?
Welfare director.
That was one that we tabled because we had questions.
Is she coming to this meeting tonight?
She is not here tonight.
I don't think she's not here.
So that's
unless
the only
she comes
department
in late.
We haven't filed.
Correct.
Welfare.
Okay.
That and welfare.
Okay, well, there's two. So what do you want to do? You try to start cutting the budget now before you have heard from all the department heads?
Well, I just don't know where we're going to get the 230 for the ambulance that we didn't put in last year. That's a big
330,
chunk.
It's 318. The total is 318. Yeah.
Just to make you feel better.
318.
318.
So that's almost, what is it, 75 cents per thousand? Yeah. I mean, that's just for that. No school,
right.
No town, no roads, nothing. No warrant articles. Am I the only one nervous?
Actually, when we looked at the total budget the last meeting, it was more like over a dollar.
That's right.
Because it was 500 and something.
And that
right?
was without the warrant articles.
Correct.
Well, the library is what, 149?
Usually. And that's gone up I've come back.
And they're well worth it. I mean, I'm not judging that part, but at some point, I think the you know what's going to hit the fan, and mm-hmm. people are going to be struggling. No, Russ? What do you think?
Well, let's get all the apples together first.
All right, well, maybe yours is a good one to go to.
All right. So we'll hold off on this, and because we still want to talk with Candy, and then we'll look at the whole budget as a total.
Yep.
Okay. And Boyd, you got a.
That isn't the whole budget. We'll have to print. Do you want me to print the entire budget?
Or? Yes.
Okay.
For the next time.
What do you mean for the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
that was the plan.
Not right
I was going to say.
You got something that you wanted to share?
I'm not an alarmist, but I looked at the income and expense report as of September 12th, and if we keep spending money the way we've been spending it for the first 8.5 months of the year, we're going to be $72,033 in the hole on December 31st. So my advice to, now we have money in the ARPA account to transfer to cover the ambulance shortfall, so don't think that we're going to go over budget that amount. But the way this is looking right here, we should tell our department heads to kind of restrain it a little bit for the rest of the year.
Did you take into account that sometimes during the year there are expenditures that don't consistently come up? Right?
No, I did not take that into account. No.
Is that correct?
It's the revenue.
We don't have the revenue that we had. Last year was a bumper crop because of 55 plus.
So we've already made commitments. We're already committed to the 2.5 or 2.2 for the school. We're already committed to that. That went through. You know, we're committed to several things. We always do the library. I mean, we do the roads generally, so.
Yeah, they support that.
So we add that on to the dollar, and I just, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I think people are going to be struggling. And we've never.
Well, I don't think it stops at a dollar. That's the part.
Yeah, that's, it starts at a dollar.
You know, it starts there.
And we've never overdrawn since I've been on the board.
Oh, thank you.
So.
So, did you have other?
You're talking.
We have to transfer the ARPA funds and to cover the ambulance.
Yeah, you still have 207 of the ARPA funds.
We have to debit the trust fund, trustee, the trust fund account, and credit that ARPA, the ambulance line for that couple hundred thousand we've spent so far this year. So that'll cover the deficit in our budget.
Right.
But that's not going to leave anything left in the ARPA line, or very little left.
Yeah, it depends on where we're at then, but yeah.
That $72,000 that you have here.
Right.
Between the departments, how many total departments is that, you know, if you divided that by that and said, hey, if you can, you know, just give them a situation, you know, can you cut this out of your budget at that point? I'm trying to give, you know, it's just.
Yeah, I mean, you can, but there's also, we, like I said, there's the ARPA funds too, that's going to cover this deficit.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Did we not know that last year?
Well, we budgeted for the ambulance service last year.
We didn't budget, we didn't put it in our budget.
Okay.
Funded it for a dollar.
We were awarded the ARPA.
Correct.
So we knew how we were going to cover.
We were going to have to offset it, especially this first year.
That's right.
I think people are counting on a lot more revenue than we've had.
Well, that's coming, and they say it just takes a while for that whole thing to catch up.
Isn't this the end of it?
What's that?
Isn't this the end of it, the 207?
It is, yes, yeah.
I don't think he's going to keep giving it to us.
You took the second tranche and you're putting it towards your ambulance.
Well, it all depends what our kids pay for it.
Which is one hand and you're the other.
No, that's all we have left.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that takes.
Which was dedicated to the ambulance service.
Yeah.
But Dean said, once it gets to that line, he said they'll cut back on coverage if they have to.
Okay.
So you'll have to discuss that with him.
Wow.
I mean.
Don't get sick towards the end of the year.
It's not me.
Yeah.
Right, don't get in trouble.
Right.
Nobody's going to show up. On that same note, I had this thing from the fair, I think we've done this in the past, Boyd.
Yeah, we should talk to Dean about that.
But I wasn't positive before I signed anything here.
No, let's talk to Dean first to see if the rates are sufficient and whether the town's going to have coverage during the Deerfield Fair. We don't want to be sending our ambulance.
Yeah, that's this week, so we really need to talk to him.
Yeah.
What was the question?
The Deerfield Fair wants Candy to provide ambulance service. So we don't know whether they want our ambulance and our crews for 3 days.
They do.
Well, what about Candy residents?
Oh, there's only a few that are going over. There's a schedule. There's a schedule.
Is the ambulance going too, or is it just EMTs?
The fair has their own.
The deputy chief is here, maybe he can help.
Oh, good.
We send, well, a number of people that do EMS for the fire department and firefighters work the fair.
Correct.
That's not part of the ambulance. The ambulance, they'll go to Deerfield Mutual Aid if necessary, but Deerfield hires a private service to cover the fair.
Okay.
So we wouldn't go to the fair, we'd go to the town if they need, like today, it was a bad accident in Deerfield, we went, our ambulance went. That's mutual aid contract, so.
Well, that's a mutual aid agreement.
That's a mutual aid agreement, yes, but not the fair.
Okay, but.
Well, this is for the fair.
This is for the fair.
They hire people from the department to go work there.
Right.
It's not part of this budget or anything.
Right, but that doesn't.
And they're paid the Deerfield rate, the Deerfield fair rate.
You know what, I'll be honest, I think Rudy might be able to help us out here.
I know we've done this before.
But why did they send this to the Board of Selectmen if this is a private deal between the responders and Deerfield Fair?
Because they're employees.
It's got nothing to do with the Board of Selectmen then.
Well, ask Rudy, maybe.
The way that it's always worked is that, this goes back 30 years. Used to be all volunteer, but then it's now because you can't find people. They set up a pay scale, probably, I think we set it up like 6 years ago, so maybe even longer than that. What happens is that the fair will contract to bring in personnel from the surrounding towns. And then they'll pay them a rate that's the same rate as the Deerfield firefighters get.
Right, the rates are here.
Right. And then they just get a check from the town of Deerfield. That's the way that it worked last year, is that the checks from them directly to them. So they're covered partially because of mutual aid agreement, because this is a potential mass casualty incident. Mm-hmm. So it's something that, you know, when you go to 50,000 people on the fairgrounds from like 4,000 people in town, it becomes potentially a very big problem. So you need more EMS personnel to come over. There's probably on any one day, I think we have 12 paramedics, advanced EMTs and EMTs. They're over there, they're from different towns. And the fair pays the town of Deerfield for that service.
Right.
And then the town of Deerfield distributes the money.
I thought it was sort of they paid Candia, then does Candia pay the EMTs?
That was directly, right?
Doesn't come through Candia.
No, at all.
Deerfield, great.
One of the reasons, see, that's one of the things in here, I didn't look close in the budget, but there isn't a detailed line item in the fire department budget, which you may want to
think about adding.
It's the same way as the police, you know, you have it in there if it's used.
Special detail, like special detail.
Right, and then that way, and I don't believe, and maybe the deputy chief can confirm this, but I don't believe there's a detail rate for anybody in the fire department right now. For firefighters or anything. I know we looked at it years ago.
So they pretty much agree to whatever Deerfield's agreed to pay them.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And it's always, I know that the chief, and I know that Mike has always looked at it from the standpoint of and I did when I was chief, making sure that the town was covered.
Right.
As well as being able to send people over the fair. And I know for a fact that there will be people staffing the ambulance in Candia all days of the fair. That's been all set.
Rudy, I still don't understand how this involves the Board of Selectmen here.
They just need a blessing.
Well, they want it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they want. Okay.
And I don't think it really needs to go to the Board of Selectmen because it covers under the mutual aid agreement, but I think it's...
Mike Kelly said that Deerfield Fair gave him that form for the Board of Selectmen to sign.
And usually in the past it's been that the fire chief would just sign that, yes, we're going to do that. Mm.
Okay.
Well, so, lack of clarity. Well, you're all going to have to sign. Don't renege now.
That's fine.
You only need three.
Thank you, Rudy.
Well, that's why I brought it out tonight, so I could ask him, but you don't know.
When's the fair? This weekend? Right?
This week.
We ought to do something with that.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
That's why it's sitting here.
Okay, we'll sign and go on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to get back to our departments on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to bump up those rates before I sign that.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, a DMT or a firefighter can refuse to go if they don't want
they
that
don't pay
paid.
It enough,
it's,
right.
But it's voluntary anyways.
So right. Yeah. What's the New Hampshire Municipal Training?
So, this is Boyd had reached out to. Who'd you reach out to, Boyd? There's a lady that specialized in the whole ARPA funds and how to spend them and whatnot. So, Boyd had been in contact with her about how we are going to account for the ambulance service, and they can come down and do like training as to how, because it might not be revolving fund, might not be the way to do it.
Oh, okay.
So, it is, they come down for like 2 hours. It's $475. What was the lady's name? Carolyn? Yeah. What's her name?
See, I told you. You're getting way on the paid.
What's the lady's name that you had reached out to? It's
Catherine Heck.
Catherine Heck, yeah.
I wouldn't even show up for 90 bucks.
This woman explained it because we're running an ambulance service now. The town's also running a small business.
Right.
And we've got to have profit and loss statements. We've got to have separate insurance.
But I think they're keeping
policies.
Track of that, right?
Right. I mean, there's a certain accounting
standards
we have to meet for this for our municipal ambulance services.
So the fire department needs to be involved also.
Oh, yeah, I would say so.
Oh, yeah. So if we do hire her to come here, we should get everybody from that department to see what the rules are.
Yes, absolutely, and how to account for the money. And if we're doing it the correct way.
We still have a conference and training line item in the town budget, or that? We used to.
Probably gone. We've probably blown through it already.
COVID got extra out of that.
Yeah, so. Or we could wait to the first of the year. I mean, it's up to you, but I think we should probably address it.
Sooner than later.
We should probably address it before, yeah, beforehand. Yeah, so.
So add another 400 something to your deficit list.
Okay.
You can take it out of the ARPA funds.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a legitimate.
Yeah, probably, but.
Administrative expense.
So you didn't need a motion or anything on that?
I will reach out to her.
Okay.
And I'll send dates to you to see what works.
We're just gonna approve this engagement with Catherine Heck.
Yeah, and then we'll figure out a date. I'll email her.
Did you want a motion or anything?
Yeah, I move we authorize Andrea to contract Catherine Heck at NHMA to provide this so-called on-demand training here.
Second that.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. NCAP agreement.
Well, that's CAP agreement. This is just for our property and liability and our workman's comp. It is, we can't, a rate of 9% for the workman's comp and 10% for, it was 9% for the property liability and 10% for the workman's comp. We'll cap us at that.
Oh.
We'll cap us, and it says we'll probably go down just because we don't file a lot of workman's comp, we don't file a lot of property liability, so if anything, I think it will go down. And it locks us in for 3 years, so.
Well, we need it. There's nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
You wanted a motion for that, too?
If you could, it's and authorize you or myself to sign. Authorize Brian to sign.
Need a motion?
Yeah, I move we authorize Andrea to enroll the town in the CAP program with Tribeck. In 2023.
I'll second that.
Try to get them as low as you can.
Any more discussion?
No one can get hurt. No accidents.
Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Good.
Is that both for property liability and workers' comp?
Yes.
All right, requesting funds for the Smith Memorial Building Fund.
Yes.
What do you got?
Carla is requesting $5,947 from the Smith Memorial Building Fund to pay for an invoice. She's using $3,000 of that out of her budget, so. And this is the roof.
So it's $8,000.
Yeah, but she's requesting that the $5,000, where it's written on the bottom there, $5,947.
Come out of the trust fund.
Yes, please.
I'll make a motion to take the $5,947.71 out of the Smith Public Library.
31.
Yeah, it looks like a 3.
Yeah.
Is it a 3?
Yes, it looks like a 3, yes.
Okay.
Out of Smith
Memorial
Fund or whatever you want to
call Building Fund,
I'll second that.
All right. Any questions or discussion?
Looks nice.
Seeing none. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boys.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Thank you. All right. Rudy, you're up. Planning board.
Thanks. As I mentioned at the budget meeting, I wanted to talk to the board about the GIS system. And I know that there were some questions on where it actually would be appropriate. Right?
He doesn't want it.
No, you can tell me, Brian. I won't give it to you. A couple of things the board's been looking at this year is, well, obviously we started the GIS system, got it in place. It's been very helpful to the land use office right now, and actually very, very helpful to the planning board. We did the initial project thinking that we were going to keep adding things as we went along, which was fine. But then when we started to look at it, we were looking at probably some of the stuff that we think would be very, very useful for the town doesn't really totally come under the planning board purview, but it can, because obviously, you know, we need it when we're looking at different things. But we got a proposal from Stantec for an upgrade, or not an upgrade, but to do some more work in this coming year, and actually some work this year. When I looked at it, I said, and didn't realize it was going on, but there is a line item in the land use office budget for special projects. Mm-hmm. And I wanted the board to kind of take a look at what we're looking at in here for adding some new things that I was wondering if it would be better that some of these came out of the land use office line item budget, because there's a lot of things in there that we should probably take a look at from the town standpoint. One of the things that I looked at that I think that the planning board probably can do this if the board would like. It's about $1,500 a year to do the updates and the upgrades and the maintenance for the system itself and the licensing fees and things like that. So when I put the budget together, I put that in as one of our line items. And then looking at some of the other items in here, though, we could probably, if we use the land use office budget as some of these, for some of these items, we can get it done, we can get it done before the end of the year. I think the ones that I looked at in here was probably task number 3, which is the town asset data collection, task number 4, which is the town asset data collection, and task 0, which was the oversight. And then do the cemetery in next year's budget for the land use office, because that would be another very valuable thing to have in our GIS system. So that's kind of where I was looking at in here to see if we do that, because what we were looking at trying to do is to get update the capital improvements plan this year before the end of the year, or before town meeting, and use the money that we have left over in our budget for the town and the town planning.
The master plan, you mean?
Yeah, to get that done. There's a problem that I found out once I got the budget numbers in here. So it's about $5,700 to do the capital improvements plan update, make it very robust, very, very detailed. And if we get that done and we have the data that we need, we've been working with Southern New Hampshire Planning to give us a proposal to finally get the impact fees up to where they should be, so that we know exactly what we can and can't do with the impact fees. I've been looking at them with Nate Miller from over Southern New Hampshire Planning, and there's a lot of things that are lacking in Candia's impact fees, because they're old and they don't really even meet the current RSAs for impact fees. So that was the major thing. As I said, the problem is before, though, to try to do the capital improvements plan, we would pretty much have to use up the entire rest of the budget that we have for the planning board, because of the and I have to check to see where all of the money was coming, where the money went. But I thought we were going to be able to do it with most of the money we have in there. We'd overspend the line item, but we wouldn't overspend the allocation to the planning board. So I've got to relook at that. I'll come back to the board with that when we figure that out. But then, like I said, I wanted to get the feeling from the board and whether it would be more appropriate to have things that we should probably put in the GIS system this year come out of the land use budget instead of in the planning board budget, and we can use the planning board budget for more planning purposes.
I explained to Rudy what that special project was originated from,
right,
and figured out that it was not enough money to really accomplish anything,
right,
but we kept it there. And personally, I think this would be a great tool to, in a great area to use those funds, because this GIS system is going to help everybody in town, all the departments.
But are you comfortable spending more when we're trying to
Yeah, Rudy, were you listening about 15 minutes ago? When we talked about how we're
yeah, how broke we are.
He sent his sympathy to the board of selectmen. That's the last plan.
This is not expenditures that's out of the budget. This is
right, but we're trying to push that back a little bit.
Right.
Because we're out of money.
Right. And again, I understand that and I realize that. But that's one of the things that I wanted to bring up. Because these are things that right now we know that what we've done so far with the GIS system has reduced the load on the land use assistant or administrator, whatever, coordinator.
Whatever.
Yeah. Because she's had, for example, before, in order to do abutters, she had to manually go through everything. Mm-hmm. Well, now she brings it up on the GIS screen and it just pulls them in.
Bang.
So it's that's helped. The other thing that we're looking at here for doing this year is the roads, which would help out from Jeff's standpoint to be able to make more determinations on where we need the money to be spent on roads. And again, give more backup to him to say, look, this is what we need to do. This is the age of our system, and this is what's failing.
It'll maintain the history and everything of what's been done and what needs to be done. And
so is that in the budget for next year?
No, that would be the way that it is right now. There would be roughly for the assets data collection to be roughly $2,366. This is not to exceed prices. And then the town asset map and data entry is about another $1,100. Yep. So you're looking at $3,400, maybe rounded off to $4,000 with oversight.
But what do we definitely have to do to start getting impact fees?
We need a strong and a very strong capital improvements plan.
But we paid Stantec thousands.
We did.
To make us one.
There was two problems with it. One of them is that it wasn't taken seriously.
And what makes you think this one?
Well, they cashed the check seriously.
Because the board has been very, very, let's say, encouraging to get the impact fees done.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine that the board would probably be a little bit more forceful on the department heads to say, look, you know, this is really what we need to do. We need to have 5 years of expected capital projects. One of the big things that would have been very, very helpful is if we had been able to put in the ambulance service into the mm-hmm. capital improvements plan and show what it is. We have worked with estimates on getting the safety complex done, but that needs more refining too to find out, okay, how can we get the impact fees to help us out doing the public safety complex? Because our systems are inadequate, because our town is growing, so that would be in there. It would also help for us to get grant funding, that if it's in the capital improvements plan. So again, it's if you look at the RSAs, there's a hierarchy of what you need to do, and you can't do impact fees unless you have a really solid capital improvements project or capital improvements plan.
We're supposed to have a new capital improvement plan every year?
No.
It goes out 5 years.
It does. Yeah.
And this one goes out to 2024?
Yeah, we tried to do 10 years. And like I said, you know, it's like this year it was basically shock to hell because, like you just said, you know, you're looking at a budget of $250,000 that wasn't really in the capital improvements plan. You know, granted, the capital improvements plan doesn't do wages or anything like that, but it does do equipment. And although you get an ambulance for $50,000, when that gets replaced, it's going to cost $250,000 to get a new ambulance. You know, those are all things that were not in the original capital improvements plan. The one that we looked at was the one that Chester has. And if you ever have a chance to just go to the Town of Chester website and look at their capital improvements plan, and they have a lot of things listed on historical aspects too, so that the towns folks know this is what's been in capital improvements plans. And the other thing that is in the budget a lot of times is like the police cruisers for $25,000 a year or something like that. That actually shouldn't necessarily be in the budget per se. It should be listed in the capital improvements plan as well, so that everything is, basically the townsfolks or anybody, boards or whatever, can take a look at it and says, this is what we really think we're gonna need for the next 5 or 10 years. There'll probably be some apparatus issues that are gonna go on in the fire department. There's gonna be issues we know with the highway department at some point in time. I know that they're looking at eventually having a building, a structure or whatever on the property that's in Candia. And these are the things that, people need to, if the capital improvements plan is done well, there shouldn't be any change in how much money you spend from year to year, because you budget it out so you can try to keep that
even
increase flat. Like say for example, you know, in I know that this is Chester, but I believe Chester had something in the vicinity of $2 million a year for capital improvements projects. That's what they spent. That's all they spent. So it's flat.
So none of the warrant articles or anything ever see what the capital improvement plan said.
Correct.
The problem
including
is
the
we did.
No. Yes. Yes. Yeah. The schools too. So the schools need to take a look at what's.
We did the capital improvement plan the last couple of years. We all knew that a lot of the numbers we were plugging in were guesstimates.
Right.
Exactly.
Because we did not have hard figures, especially
right.
when it came to purchasing property or building
right.
a new PD and those steps.
Right.
I mean, we were close, but it was still
yeah.
not
yeah,
that
we,
close.
We did get some engineering estimates, true.
Brian,
right.
you'll never get hard numbers 5 years out.
Correct.
Correct.
For anything.
Correct.
And
we
it's
were
hard.
Just shooting for 1 year out, and we...
Right. When it's costing $65,000 to just get a idea of what it's going to look like or whatever, that's a lot of money to me.
I agree.
To get...
Paper.
Those,
yeah.
Those are the things that get included. In the capital improvements plan, it's like you don't look just at construction costs. You look at engineering costs, land acquisition costs, building costs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look at utilities per se, because that's usually when the architect and the engineers get together, they can give you a good idea what it's going to cost to run it. But still, that's an operational aspect. That's not a capital investment.
Rudy, do you have any record of how much the town's ever collected on impact fees and how much we've had to refund because we haven't spent it within the allocated
yeah.
amount of time on the project for
that's
which
true.
It was collected.
Yeah.
We've got a pretty low batting average here for keeping the money.
That's true. I
okay.
don't have the numbers right here, but I'm sure we could get them from the land use office.
Yeah.
One of the things that I did find out and that I was told, and I just want to confirm this, is that what we were under the impression that it had to be in the district where the impact fees were coming from is incorrect.
Well, the roads do. The road portion does.
Right, because like impact fees with the school.
The school, the library,
right.
the fire department,
yeah,
right.
The solid waste, fire department, highway department, all of that stuff.
Right.
But even with the roads board, there's some leeway to that because from a planning board standpoint, if there's a development that's done, let's say, for example, on Courier Road, the board can request off-site improvements be done because of the increased traffic that's going to be generated by that development. Of course, there's a cost sharing, with the town. Like, for example, we're looking at a potential one down on New Boston Road that, of course, there's an issue with New Boston Road that would be a cost sharing thing, but the more you look into the RSAs, and every year you come up with new ones, and you see what's up with new ones, it's like we're way behind in where we should be with making sure that the town's protected, I guess. Is
I think we're doing all right, Rudy. I think the planning board is doing all right.
Well, we're comfortable. See, that's the thing.
We're doing all right.
We're discovering these things and trying to address them as we find them.
There you go.
It's not clear to me what you're asking for tonight, Rudy. What's
can
your,
this,
what
can
you
this be tabled? If we're going to ask the department heads to cut back,
That, this would be the first department.
Yeah, can we just take a look at this and maybe the next meeting?
Absolutely.
All right. I don't want to spend a dime.
That's why I want to bring it to the board.
Thank you very much, though.
I mean, I can agree, it's, but it is a worthy project, it really is going to make.
Well, everything's worthy, that's the trouble.
This is going to be a heck of a tool for the whole town.
And, you know, it's not going to do it this year, but in the long run, it's going to actually save the town money.
Mm-hmm, I believe that.
Question, Ellie. Beth?
I have a question for Rudy. How much was it for the cemetery to get that information put in?
I got it right here.
We don't have money in our budget.
Well, again, if we could do that.
Yay, Beth.
I did ask you when we came to you to put that.
He's been busy.
Oh, I forgot to tell it, I forgot to give it to you. It came to, hold on a second.
$2,845.
I believe it was, yeah, because it was a little bit higher.
What are we doing with all this?
Last page, cemetery, $2,845.
Okay.
Oh, the village cemetery.
Again, that's another one of the things, because if you look at the departments and where the budget could come through, that would spread the cost out overall through.
Do you have that bill?
No, no, it's not a bill, it's a proposal.
Proposal.
Yeah, that's why I brought it to the board to say, this is what we're trying to look at from a planning standpoint this year. Well, that's, again.
You put information.
If we got the money right, it would be right away, but it's not.
Exactly.
Get me that bill, I'll voucher it.
We can get you to save $2,800.
Well, we could get that much done anyways, Rudy, if we didn't get the others.
Well, if you're still looking at saving money on the overall, everybody's budget. You know, we do have the $5,000 of the land use office budget. Beth's got $2,900 in her budget. So in theory, we could.
That puts us over the top.
We could get the whole thing done.
Right.
With the money you already have allocated.
If we use that five grand.
Oh, okay.
Well, and that would, we really.
I can't help you with that one, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
We'd only be using, well, that's $2,900, and then with the other ones, about $4,000.
That's $7,400.
Okay. Can we let you know at the next meeting?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you so much for that work, Rudy.
And now, you're up, Beth.
No.
No?
Rudy, we.
Yuma? That's nothing to do with her?
The cemetery is, and I didn't ask for it.
No, Rudy and I were discussing it on Friday.
The lot line.
I was here, I was going to ask it.
Do you want to look at this, Beth?
I'm here to say.
Want me to talk about it?
Oh.
Do you want to look at it, so you know what we have?
I know what it is.
Okay.
I just assumed it was your department, but.
Well, I have a request of the board.
I asked for it to be on the agenda, I know it has to go to the planning board.
Rudy and I were discussing it, I was actually going to ask the board to waive all of the, so the abutters fees and that the town would pay for that, that's what my part in this is.
Gotcha.
Yes,
Do you need any information from me?
I might as well, if you could give them a.
Wouldn't hurt, if you don't mind.
There's a resident in town who's going to donate 2.5 acres of land for the cemetery.
Wow.
Yeah.
The village.
In the village.
Sorry, yes, I forget, we do have five.
Yeah, we have.
I'm focused on village right now, yes, it's in village cemetery, 2.5 acres. As of right now, there may be more eventually, but right now we're going to focus on the 2.5. It does have a lot of
abutters.
Granted, it does have a lot of abutters, tons of abutters. I didn't even dare to count them.
Wow.
But she would like no fees for her to, and of course now
that's fair.
Giving out all my budget to. Planning board, GIS program, so I'm broke now.
You're doing it for your investment.
I have nothing to do with it, I'm just the chair of the cemetery. No money goes to me, thank you very much. Let's put that out there before any rumors get started.
Okay.
So, she would like no fees or any issues, nobody talking to her, so I'm not going to mention names.
So like $220 total,
yeah,
right?
About
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Jim Franklin did.
Yeah.
Work.
That's not an unreasonable request.
That's cheap money for 2-point-something acres.
Donate 2.5 acres, and we're wondering whether we should.
Give us some space.
Not charge the fees.
The only problem with that is that there are fees that have to be paid.
Right.
So the town would have to.
Right, the recording fees.
The fees, recording fees.
Well, we're.
So just totaled it, it's not big money.
No, no. But again, I just wanted to make sure that, and Andrew, when I ended up talking about it, we wanted to make sure that the.
Oh, I see.
So somebody wanna.
Well, there's no number in there, Brian, for this, like a butters notices. It's blank, so.
There wouldn't be a charge, because they wouldn't charge anything.
The cost of the town.
Those are about $8 a piece, and I think just roughly.
$7.96.
$15 a butters, I think.
Right.
Right. Wow. So it might be closer to $500 total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About that.
Total.
Give or take.
But it still was, as you said.
It's still cheap money for 2.5 acres.
And by law, we're required.
We get a motion then?
Burial.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Can I ask a question?
Oops.
Why wouldn't that money come from the cemetery fund if they're gonna receive the land?
They're not receiving, the town's receiving.
Well, to the cemetery.
Cemetery doesn't, the town is the one that owns the land.
The property.
So it goes to the town.
It wouldn't be part of the cemetery.
But it's still the town.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Good question.
The cemetery trustees maintain the cemeteries, but we don't own.
Unfortunately, everything comes down to the selectmen.
Did I start a motion?
Sign off on the paperwork.
You can start it, but you're better.
Yeah, I move the town of Candia waive any of the fees related to the lot line adjustment for the village cemetery, between the village cemetery and the person who wants to donate 2.5 acres of land to the town of Candia.
I'll second that.
Any questions, clarifications, nothing? All in favor?
Rush.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
There's 30 of butter.
I know, that's what he was saying.
Unbelievable.
How can there be that many butters?
Listen, we're not gonna send ourselves a letter.
Oh, because of the big parcel of land. Okay, all right. Okay.
The board of selectmen won't be charged.
Right.
I'll just stick it inside.
Okay.
Brian, they're dead.
Huh?
They're dead.
Yeah, how many are dead there? They all are.
This isn't my abatement request.
Yeah, it is.
It is. I figured you were gonna, I just wanted to make sure.
Brian's in Georgia.
Okay.
You're gonna extend that?
Yeah, okay, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And he's got to meet with Steve, remember?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, Steve, yes, and, okay, sorry, yeah.
How did he get that?
What?
Steve had it. From you?
All right.
No, no. Not have it. I have a housekeeping item.
Is there any other business that the board has?
Can I?
Yes, you may.
I have a housekeeping item. We paid Ekman Construction this bill. It was $5,000, paid in January.
Yep.
The trustees of the trust fund need a copy of minutes, which you didn't request the funds to be taken out of the future capital improvement, capital reserve fund. So we just need a motion.
Which month is that?
This is like January, but we need the minutes to move it from the trust fund to the, we're gonna pay that up.
Do you have that? We did do that, but.
For the $5,000? Because we went back today, we tried to find the $5,000, because there was multiple bills for Ekman Construction.
Who's bill for?
This was for Ekman Construction.
We did a total.
Oh, you did a total?
We did a total, we pulled out of the trust fund. That included all that.
Okay, all right then. Okay.
We didn't do a specific amount there.
You didn't do little amounts, you did it all at once?
No, no.
Okay, all right, good enough?
No.
All right. Okay. I will find his minutes.
So, does that help you out?
Yes, that was, that's correct.
She thought we did specifically, did not include it.
I thought you did them like bits and pieces of them.
Included a lot of them.
For the bills, yeah, that would've been a lot, so, okay, all right.
Any other business? Next select board meeting is October 10th, 2022, 7:00. Any public input? Come on, this is your chance, speak up.
There has to be a big crowd tonight. Oh, is anybody on chat?
You've got your answer, right, Keith? Did you get your answer?
Yes. I thank you very much for posing that question, getting the answer. Andrew, thank you for giving that.
You're welcome.
I said, make sure you email them, talk to them, whatever you gotta do, but get all of them.
But thank you both very much.
Any questions?
No questions up there.
No hands, no nada?
Nope.
All right, Boyd, you want to do, try this again?
Yeah, the, which way do you want it?
I want it this time. Come on. Russ, be quiet.
The total expenses for the last 2 weeks were $173,802.36, which is comprised of payroll totaling $45,481.70, and payables of $128,320.56, of which $54,622 went for the Tower Hill reconstruction warrant article number 8. I move the
discussion. You don't have to move it.
You
don't
have to move it.
I just can't break that habit.
Unbelievable.
You're waiting for me to say it.
I know.
Well, there's always October.
Oh, my God.
This is going to take us forever.
Who seconded that?
What it is published. And that's all we wanted to make sure. It's published and people know what it is.
We're not hiding anything.
No. No, we're still going to recommend it.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
They start with you.
I second it. Oh, Russ. Okay.
Yeah, Boyd.
Come on,
we need Brian. We need a training session, I think.
It's been a long time.
Thank you.